Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Bachelorette couple Claire and Dale had a breakup from hell, but are they giving it another try? Plus, Teresa Giudice spills the tea on her new man.
Teresa just killed me with the Latin lover.
You gotta get yourself some brown sugar.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Today, Claire and Dale's bachelorette romance has us scratching our heads. Are they getting back together? You guys, Carissa is out, so joining us is Liliana.
Hello.
Welcome again.
Thank you for having me back. This is so fun.
I hope everyone made you feel comfortable in Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh, so far so good.
Oh my God. Well,
I mean, I miss New York. My friends are watching and they're like, you better get back to New York right now. I like LA. I love New York.
Well, how do you could not wear that in New York right now?
Can you imagine me tromping through the snow in these?
You know, not happening. I actually can. All right, let's talk Claire and Dale. They split just a few weeks ago and the breakup was messy. Now there have been sightings of them hanging out in Florida. Do we really think these two could get back together?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I have so many friends that go back and forth to their exes. I've done it. I think we've all done it, unless you're a person who's like, that's it, I cut them off. I got some friends who cut their ex off and they do not go back no matter what. But this couple seems like toxic. I mean,
what do you really think about them, Kim? How do you really feel about Dale and Claire?
I always tell people, don't make decisions about your relationship when you're hungry, when you're tired, or when you're in a pandemic, because you will start to second guess whether you really feel that way or if it's the pandemic that's causing you to think that way.
Yes.
I think that we probably got the Claire and Dale situation wrong. I think the two had split up probably before he went to New York and probably before he was spotted out with that girl.
Okay,
so I don't think there was any infidelity.
Justin, he did her dirty publicly. He basically broke up with her on the internet. It's like the now 2021 equivalent of breaking up with someone on a post-it note. Like, this is not okay. And she found out when we found out.
That's what we know.
I'm going to believe Claire because she's my age and we are mature and in control of our relationship narrative.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is exactly what happened. She wasn't happy about it, but clearly it wasn't enough to turn her off of the relationship.
Right.
Because here she is again. I just want to know what her friends are saying.
Claire need to keep her mouth shut. That's what her friends are saying. Claire need to hush up, because if you're going to go back, your friends don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking, and this is what he did to me, and then next thing you know, we're back together.
Well, no, I cut people off. If you have a toxic relationship, and I have been through it for cycle 1, 2, 3, and 7, at 8, like, I have to draw boundaries, because then your toxicity is coming into my life.
You're talking about with your friends.
With my girlfriends. But I have to.
But let's put ourselves in their predicament. We're talking about a man who went on a show, met a woman, got engaged after 3 or 4 weeks of knowing each other, and then went into lockdown with that person. I don't care who you are, whether you were together for a year, three years, or 5 years before you got engaged, somebody's gonna get cold feet at some point during that time.
You know, go on a cruise ship with somebody you just met and see what happens.
Exactly.
Maybe there are more people that break up after going on cruises together. You're locked up and you're like, you know, I got to know that person way too much.
Way too well.
Really?
It's too much. Yes.
See, I think it's the opposite. I feel like quarantine, yes, I think it can either break you up and you are done because it pushes fast forward on the relationship, right? So you're in quarantine, you're either like, I hate this person, or if you haven't had a lot of time together, which they did not, quarantine could have been the best thing for their relationship because now they get to spend all of this if they were right for each other. I don't think these two long-term are right for each other, but I think that quarantine should have been the best for them.
I don't know.
I love quarantine. I've loved quarantine with my husband.
Yeah, because your man's rich. No. You guys are having fun. You guys are renting everything. You guys are on, like, excursions.
So welcome back, Justin.
Yes, because your man got money. That's why your man's in quarantine.
Wait a minute. So if your man is broke and you're locked up with him, it's going to be a bad situation.
Quarantine ain't fun when you're broke. Take it from somebody who's broke.
Oh, my.
I didn't know.
Did you just see what he did to me?
I didn't know your man was balling like
talking.
That.
Speaking of men who are not broke, Selma Hayek's husband is a billionaire with a B. Yes, a B. But she says she did not marry him for his money. She shut down rumors on the Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. Take a listen.
And, you know, when I married him, everybody said, oh, it's arranged marriage. She married him for the money. I'm like, yeah, whatever, bitch. Think what you want. Yeah. 15 years together. And we are strong in love. And I don't even get offended. I'm like, whatever.
But that's such a dumb thing to say.
You got your own money. Yes,
like,
of course.
Why would you need
to? No, because there's a lot of people that do it. We're touching on a very interesting conversation.
Yeah.
There is a discrimination also to rich men. Immediately you think because somebody's rich might not be a good person.
I blame James Bond for that.
Oh, okay, absolutely. Look at him.
Look, she's like holding her breath
strong
right now.
Strong in love. I love she said he was strong in love.
Well, 15 years, that's real. I mean, that is like 100 years in Hollywood.
Yeah, for
15
sure.
15 years?
Yeah, but I think what she did was smart. She took herself out of Hollywood, went to Europe, and really put her energy into this relationship.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. If I met a man who was that, he's really handsome and very charismatic in person.
Yes.
I've met him a few times.
And that accent.
And that accent. He is sweet, honey, and he owns LVMH.
Let me tell you something. He could be a thousandaire. I've gotten with him.
I would be with him in 2 seconds, but I think she was smart. She got herself out of Hollywood, and she prioritized her relationship first.
Yes.
But I have to ask you this question. When you often see a woman who's like much younger than her husband, do you automatically think it was for the money? As a woman.
And beautiful.
So I have to judge based on looks at that point. So take the money out, right? If this person had no money, would these two people be together? And that's your answer.
You see, but I dated a guy who was 20 years older than me who did have the money. I can tell you that right now because I'd probably still be there. Who didn't have the cash and didn't have he didn't have the drive. That was the biggest issue for us. He didn't have the drive. He was comfortable. But 20 years older than me, and it was never about the money.
What was it about for you? Yeah. Was it about the life experience? It was that you wanted to learn from, like, what was the, it was just.
Oh, I was having daddy issues for sure. I was clinically having some daddy issues, but I never in my mind, like, I often think women or the younger person in the relationship get pegged for being gold diggers, and I don't think it's necessarily fair.
Well, he got a different kind of gold, honey.
There
is wealthy, and then there is him. Was Francois?
Yeah. Renault.
You know what? That they're happy. And let's just say it was about the money in the beginning. You know, just say that it was. You know, because there's certain things, because some men it's about the smile. Like, oh, I like his smile or whatever. But then they actually fell in love and that they became a solid couple.
I do think that can happen.
I think
maybe you start off together for a different reason. Listen, love evolves. I've been married a very long time. Like, you love somebody differently at year one, stages, two, three, yes, than you do in year 5 through 10 or 10 through 15. Your love changes. It sometimes doesn't grow together, which is a big problem. But if it's growing together, you love people for different reasons through different phases and of your life.
I like that.
So if you started out and you're like, well, I really want this lifestyle. This is good for me. It's good for my career. Mm-hmm. But 5 years later, a baby later, you actually might really be in love with this person. Be in love with this.
My mother told me one thing, because she always would say, honey, you gotta marry a man with money. I was like, oh, mommy, but what if he's ugly? And my mother said, honey, if you spend time with a troll, you'll fall in love with a troll. It's like a rich troll? What in the world? Mother, what are you saying?
Oh, my God. I need to meet your mom.
I know. Bring her on the show.
You should.
She passed some years ago.
We'll get a medium.
Well, she's here. Yes,
she's here.
She's
we'll
here
get a medium for that. We'll get a medium for that. Up next, Paris Hilton is engaged. She is definitely not marrying for money because she has her own. But will she make it down the aisle this time? We'll discuss when we come back. Liliana.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back. We have a breaking pop of love story for you today. Paris Hilton is engaged. E! Can confirm Paris said yes to her boyfriend Carter over Valentine's weekend. They've been dating for over a year now and were vacationing on a private island. I mean, where else would they be?
Right.
When he popped the question, Paris posted photos on her website and said she has found her soulmate, but this is her fourth engagement. So the big question everyone's asking is, will she actually make it down the aisle this time?
I think she actually will.
This time.
Why? This is the thing.
Okay. Well, yeah.
And I have to commend Cousin Paris for this. And I love that she does this. This woman has been engaged 4 times. Mm-hmm. Out of the 4, I probably would have married Paris Lattes just to have the party. Yeah. I would have married Stavros Niarchos for the ring because that diamond was huge. And I think a lot of celebrities would have done that. But I think Paris Hilton really does take marriage seriously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll collect an engagement ring, mm-hmm, but this woman hasn't been divorced 3 times. And I think it's because she sees what her parents have. And Kathy and Rick have been together since Kathy was 15 years old. And I think for her, she really does take marriage like as a sacrament.
And I absolutely understand it because I've been engaged 5, 6 times.
What was that number again?
It was a lot. And let me tell you why, because my parents are married over 54 years. And so every time I got engaged, it was a period to really look at the person, mm-hmm, to see if they would sign a prenup. And just to understand that this is, you only want to get married 1 time. And I saw my girlfriends, celebrity girlfriends getting married and getting divorced and getting their fortune taken from them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for somebody who they've only been married to or maybe knew for a year, I think Paris is being very careful, because when you go through these public divorces, not only financially it's bad,
shit
your heart
aired.
Is broken, it's all bad.
Dirty draws get aired.
Exactly. And she is a beautiful girl. She looks like she's, 20? She'll go through that divorce and she will be 67.
Ooh! Happy birthday to Paris, actually. It's her 40th birthday today.
Wow. What a great birthday present. Right?
Saw that rock?
That's my question. She's been engaged 4 times. Mm-hmm. Do you always give the ring back? Because I saw those rings.
Oh, no.
I'm not giving it back.
No. I think you have to give it back.
No, it's a gift.
Like, wait, hold on.
No.
Legally, ooh, hold on.
I've researched it.
Okay, so legally, if the ring was given to you on a holiday, meaning Christmas, Valentine's Day, uh-huh, your birthday, even President's Day, actually, then legally you have a right to that ring and you don't have to give it back. If it was a gift on an actual holiday, but if they gave it to you on like March 22nd and that's not an actual holiday, then I do think that you have to give it back legally or he can
because
come for you
contract.
In a court of law.
Well, she might have got it on February 15th.
Oh.
So that might be the scary part. Ladies, take note.
Get engaged on a holiday.
Yes.
Right, but it's like a contract, pretty much. I've given some of my rings back, and I've kept... Oh, yeah, because one guy asked for it so he could marry someone else, and he needed that ring.
He recycled the ring?
Absolutely, and I let him recycle it, honey, because I was going to put it on the necklace and all this, and I had other rings.
How many rings have you had?
Hey, don't we got a next story.
She's like the Tom Brady of engagements.
Right? Yes, LeBron.
I need another one. Anybody?
Oh, my God.
I'll do it this time, for real.
Well, congratulations to them. They are, like, the most beautiful couple. I'm so excited, and I just want a wedding. I really do want to see a Paris wedding. Like, I want to see the
Disneyland.
I want to see the whole thing. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, Kourtney Kardashian just went Instagram official with Travis Barker. I am so shipping this couple. She posted this picture with no caption or tag, but clearly these are Travis's hands. Are we here for this, or do we think it's a little fast?
You know what? I know that family is really big, and I know they all have a lot going on. But don't you, like, know that sister who, like, when you're about to announce something, that sister is like, I, too, am pregnant. Like, my sister would wait until I was getting married to announce that she was engaged. And then when I found out I was pregnant, she would then be pregnant for twins miraculously. Like, I often feel like the Kardashians don't realize that they're kind of competing.
Competitive, yes.
But Kendall finally went Instagram official with her man.
Yes.
And I was here for it, but then I was distracted by Kourtney.
Of course.
But maybe it's because it was Valentine's Day weekend. It was a long weekend. People were feeling the love. Maybe it's just coincidence that they both decided that they wanted to debut their man. But people are also asking, did Kourtney do this because Scott Disick and Amelia also posted and went IG official over the weekend as well. So do we think that Kourtney's post was possibly in response to Scott's post?
I don't think so. I think, being a celebrity in Los Angeles, the new IG official is going to Nobu Malibu because you already know you're going to get paparazzi. So once you walk into Nobu with another girl, that is like, okay, great. You're on the
done.
Wall.
Yeah,
it's done. You're on the wall. You're good to go. So this is not it.
We're not talking about Scott and she's 19. That's not a big deal, huh?
We already got over that 20-year.
Okay, sorry.
This is the first time he's dated somebody significant. He definitely has a type. Oh. He likes very young.
Yes.
Okay. All right. But
we talked about it. Kim is not done talking about this.
That just threw me off. But I'm definitely for this relationship.
I am too.
I like their opposites. I like his ruggedness, and she seems little girl next door. I think they're gonna be fine. He's definitely different than Scott. Trust.
I love a God-fearing man, too.
Yeah.
Something about a man who goes to church and who's not afraid to talk about the Lord. Like, I'm into
it. I think this has, like, this is distance.
I think this is
going to go the distance. I feel like they've been friends for a long time. I also think when you start a relationship and you're friends first and your kids have hung out, you're like, they play in the Calabasas Park. I don't know that they play in the Calabasas Park. I don't even know if there's a park in Calabasas.
No.
But I feel
funny.
Like their kids hang out, their parents, they're in the same phase of life together.
Yeah.
I love this. And I love how soft-spoken he is. Does anybody else find his voice so sexy?
No. Not at all.
I'm sorry.
I put him in the David Beckham pile.
You can't judge him.
Like, I don't really like the voice.
You don't like that?
What?
No.
Because of all the tats, you feel like he should talk.
Give me some bass.
Oh, I like it. All right, guys. Well, still ahead, Teresa Giudice gushes over her new man, but how do her kids feel about him? Our new interview is coming up next.
Jose, come through with that too, okay?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get off Tinder!
When you're on reality TV, do the cameras ever really stop rolling? Check out this sneak peek at Sunday's episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, where the ladies ask the Bravo crew for a little privacy so they can party with strippers? Why wasn't I at this party?
So the ladies want to know if you can come back. I don't know, it's just a party.
They still
You know, it's cool.
Bring them out.
And then hopefully we can get you guys to turn off the cameras for a little while so we can actually have fun.
No, we can't really have fun. There's cameras everywhere. I don't give
those cameras.
I have a confession to make.
You were there.
So I went to Atlanta for Cynthia Bailey's wedding like 2 weeks after this happened, and it's all anybody was talking about.
Yes.
And when I was reading it, I mean, listening to it back and trying to figure out if I can put the pieces together, I thought, oh my God, they must have been so lit, because if Portia, Kenya, Cynthia, and Candy, season pros, didn't realize that there were cameras in the corners and that Bravo wasn't going to stop rolling them, they must have had so much Hennessy, it was not even funny. And I was right. They could barely put a sentence together in there.
Okay, no, so this is what's so crazy. I thought it was male strippers. The whole story, where are the male?
There's one that was waiting in the back. His name was Bolo.
Bolo.
So it was one male and then like five girls?
Yes. They imported one male and like
Bolo's
two or three females. But there is a rumor that something goes down between Bolo and two of the housewives.
Absolutely.
Single housewives?
That's the thing. We don't know which housewives it went down with.
Do you know which
They spoke, I'm going to tell you this off the record. I'm not supposed to be saying this. They spoke in code the whole time at the wedding. So I don't know who the housewives are. But there are rumors online. There's a lot of speculation in the comments. I think I know who it is.
Who is it?
But I'm going to wait until it airs to see what really happens.
What really happens. But are we going to really see what? And this is the thing. When the cameras are rolling on reality, you can't go unless you're one of the producers or executive producers say, hey, don't show that. Don't cut that. You have no power. If those cameras were running and they caught something,
they caught it.
Good luck.
Yeah, you can't eat Bravo, Bravo, Bravo your way out of this one.
But I loved it. Did you see Kenya's hand? It was all sweated out. Like, they were having fun.
Girl, she was ready to get involved. Look at that.
Kenya's like, look at it.
No, she was ready.
Yes.
But the problem is, now that housewives, I think when you're a housewife and you watch other seasons that come before you, back in the day, I feel like you could talk to an executive producer or get Andy Cohen on the phone and kind of sort of make a deal about how you want something to come out, or I would do this in exchange for this. But now that Bravo has broken the fourth wall, we saw it in Beverly Hills, we saw it in Atlanta, they don't care. Bravo gives zero.
Yeah.
Okay?
You're absolutely right.
What's good television?
When is this episode airing?
I can't wait to watch this episode.
Series?
It's Sunday. It's happening on Sunday.
Oh, I'm watching this.
I'm watching your Instagram stories to see what you write about this.
I will be live tweeting this.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Well, staying with the housewives, Teresa Giudice is on fire. She's been through so much recently, but now she's got a hot new man. Plus, the new season of Jersey is going to be wild AF. Watch this.
I'm telling you, your brother's going through something.
You gonna wait for your husband?
No.
Holy sh!
Last night, the owner of the restaurant asked Melissa for her number. They've been texting all day.
Be careful what you say, because I'll never talk to you again.
Who went on a date?
I did.
Now what?
I want to get my peach kiss.
Oh.
Look at this one.
There ain't nothing wrong with him, Teresa.
When you love someone, you lick them upside down. I want to do it like this, like this.
Talking behind my back, I want to leave.
Nope. Your self, stop yelling about me.
Joe Giudice was bashing Joe Gorga.
How dare him say he's got dirt on me?
What are you going to say now? I should have stuck up for you. That's f***ing bullshit, because you just f***ing stuck up for your ex-husband.
My wife is a f***ing 100% right. You're going to defend him? You f***ing understand that?
Girl, this season looks crazy. We see you and your brother get into it over Joe, your ex-husband. Do you think it's like, it's your duty as a father of your children to kind of sort of have Joe's back?
Yes, of course. And he's a great dad. You know, he's the father of my daughters.
We're just seeing them grow up in front of the camera. How are they doing now with the new, you know, living situation with Joe being in Italy and you guys being in New Jersey?
It was hard in the beginning. They adore their father. And, you know, being deported, it was like a hard thing for them to go through. You know, Some of my daughters, you know, went through therapy. I was there for them. I went through it with them. And they're all doing amazing.
And how are the Judaized girls doing with your new man? Do they like the new boyfriend?
Yes, they do like him, which I'm grateful for that. And I would never bring anyone around my daughters that wasn't amazing.
What was the strangest part about moving on and dating someone else after being married for so long?
Well, you know what? My daughters saw me be alone for a long time. It was like almost 5 years that, you know, Joe wasn't around. So, and I think they were ready. They kept telling me, Mommy, we want you to be happy. I have to say it happened at the right time.
Who went on a date? I did.
Do you ever see the day when you do not return to the show?
You know, I can't really answer that right now. When I first started the show, I did it for fun. So season one and two were fun. And then after that, you know, season three on, it got, you know, it was, you know, the family came on, then the whole legal stuff. And then I lost my mom, and then I lost my dad. So it's been, you know, I haven't had fun on the show. Yes, very tough. I'm the Tom Brady of Housewives.
I actually think you might be the MVP of Housewives. Yeah. Look how young you look. Who looks like this? You are glowing, I'm telling you. It's the craziest thing.
It's my honey. My honey makes me glow.
And he is hot. He's fine.
My babe. I'm calling him. He's like my love. He really is. He's so amazing.
He's the hottest dude ever. I love that, like, he's like a little Italian. He's like a little slick.
No, he's Latin.
Is he really Latin? Oh, you're really changing it up.
Yes, I'm totally changing it up, yeah.
Teresa!
Once you try Latin, there's no going back.
Teresa, Judice, I swear to you, I will date only Latin men after this.
Yes.
You swore that you would marry an Italian man your whole life.
I did it the first time, but second time around, even better.
I'm on the floor right now because I'm just talking to my girlfriend at this point. I mean, girl, you guys, season 11 premieres tonight on Bravo. Check it out. Teresa just killed me with the Latin lover.
You gotta get yourself some brown sugar. That's what I call him. He's my brown sugar.
I am no longer looking for anything else but some brown sugar, okay?
I said it. I think like a Dominican, Puerto Rican, like a Boricua with you. I like it.
I just need a man with a pulse, okay?
Let me get the island on the phone.
Me too.
Coming up, Tarek Amusa and Heather Rae Young are here to talk wedding plans, tattoos, and her gorgeous new rock. Stay with us.
Heather's vegan, so choosing a vegan wedding cake is a big deal.
But you're gonna taste all of them because you need to tell me which ones you think are vegan and which ones are non-vegan. Let's do that one. You want me to cut it with a knife or you just want to scoop in? Get the good stuff. Get all like the middle. Ooh, it's chocolate.
Yeah.
You don't like it? What's the flavor?
No, that one's gotta be vegan.
That's a look at Tarek's flip side. And joining us now are the stars of the show, Tarek Amusa and Heather Rae
Young.
Hi. Do you have to like trick him into trying vegan from time to time?
You know, he did go vegan with me for about 3 months when we first started dating. Yes. And he lost way too much weight because when he's not with me, he doesn't know what to eat.
Okay. So here's what I try to be a vegan. And, you know, if she's not with me, I'd go to the store and I'd go to buy food or I'd go to a restaurant. I didn't know what to eat, so I just stopped eating. Next thing I know, I'm like 182 pounds. I said, honey, I need to start eating.
I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. So now we are gluten-free in our house and we are part vegan, yes.
It's so crazy what men will do to, like, impress a woman. Like, you completely change your whole lifestyle for this woman. And now you're about to get, well, it worked out because
I got him healthy.
Well,
look at him.
She didn't even know I ate until about 2 months of dating. We'd go to dinner, I wouldn't eat, I'd leave her, and I'd go to Del Taco and get dinner.
He was so nervous, so every time we were together on our first dates, he wasn't eating. So I'm like, this guy doesn't eat. And he was just nervous the whole time.
Oh my
Isn't
gosh.
That cute?
The cakes, okay, so you're trying the cakes for the wedding.
Yes.
Right? So what are the wedding plans? What's going on with them? And which cake did you pick?
Oh, well, I picked all of them, this cake.
Was it vegan? Did you pick a vegan cake?
I think I did pick a vegan cake.
We both liked the vegan cake, and then he tried normal ones, too. So I think we're going to have one vegan cake, and we're going to have one normal cake.
When is the wedding?
When do you like to know?
Are we doing it? Are we waiting till after the pandemic, or you're just going to do it and take precautions? I've been to a few pandemic weddings. They're not bad.
So we can say it is later this year, so we're hoping that, you know, things are settled down by then. We will take precautions if needed, which I think they will be.
So we're really excited. We're not going to tell you when it is or where it is, but...
Look, I think the real fight is three networks, three shows. Who's going to get the wedding? Netflix,
right,
Discovery
true.
Plus, or HGTV, really?
Or we just have a normal wedding.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
So, no cameras.
So we're thinking no cameras, you
okay.
know?
Okay, good for you.
Hell no, I need to see every detail of that wedding.
I know, people are going to get so mad if we don't
pictures.
Film
it.
They'll sell the pictures
we're
to someone.
We're working on it. We're...
Speaking of, let me see this ring.
Oh,
I did good.
Look, I can't touch you. Show the camera. Show
oh, yes,
the camera.
Yes, yes, yes. Where is it? Where is it showing?
If I touch, I'm taking it off. Look at that ring.
I'm taking it home. I like that.
Yeah, by the way,
good.
If I
good.
Got that ring, I would have got that tattoo too. But I will put it oh, over my forehead.
Right. What
you
tattoo?
Got the tattoo.
What are you talking about?
You got
about?
A tattoo that says, yes, sir.
Mr. Al Musa.
Look at that. That's a sticker.
That's a sticker. I like that.
That's a sticker.
Did you think when you showed that tattoo that people would have gotten so outraged?
No. Absolutely not. I mean, we did it. I did it for something special for my fiance, my future husband. I will be Mrs. Al Musa. So this is my name. And it was a special thing that we do around our house. Daddy's the boss. I'm the queen of the house. We do it with the kids. And we say, yes, sir, Daddy. Yes, sir, Mr. Al Musa. He says, yes, ma'am, Mrs. Al Musa. It's something cute we do around the house.
So it's not about being subservient or anything like that.
No, it's...
Because that's what people are thinking.
No, I know. That's why she took the post down. I was like, well, what is all this? No, it's just a cute little thing around the house.
Yeah.
I started reading some of the comments. I was like, take it down.
It was taken completely out of context. People blew it up to something it completely wasn't. It was something sweet between us for my future husband.
Okay, so we were wondering because I was going to tell you to blink three times.
Like, you know, the internet is the best place in the world, but also the worst. Like, that people will take something and blow it completely out of context.
Yeah.
You know, what was your reaction when you first saw the actual tattoo?
I mean, I loved it. I thought it was like the best gift I ever got.
Yeah, it's
you
from
know,
my
I
husband.
Think it's special. Like, you know, for someone to put a tattoo of our family last name, you know, it's a big deal. And she's going to be my wife, and she's family, and that is her last name. It's going to be her last name. So I was excited.
Aww. Oh, well, good. Fantastic. Now, Flip a Flop is coming back. I just want to ask you about that quickly. And it's been on for, what, 10 seasons?
Yeah. Wow.
So is there what has changed? Is there anything that we should expect?
Well, other than kids, cancers, divorces, remarriages, not much has changed. You know, the biggest change, I would say, you know, the projects are getting bigger and better, and we've been making bigger profits than we ever have. And we're just pushing hard every day, and the show's doing well. And you know, I've been filming that show a very long time, and it's kind of defined who I am as a real estate investor.
Well, amazing. Fantastic. I need you to come over and help my property.
Right?
I need,
come I check out
some,
my kitchen.
I need some hookup money.
There you go.
I need your phone number.
There you go.
Not that I need his phone number, but you want
Hey, I'm going to come over and help you too. We're here to help.
Oh my God, please come. You guys, you can catch Tariq on 16 different networks, but catch Tariq's Flip Side now on Discovery Plus. We'll be right back. And after the break, Tia Mowry is here to surprise a fan with a special surprise. You don't want to miss it at all. You guys, this is amazing.
Amazing.
That was fun.
We love you guys. Thank you for having us.
Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Okay,
this is great.
Somebody's rep. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's the Hollywood Minute, and we've got 60 seconds to catch up on our top stories. We're kicking it off with some Game of Thrones baby news. Congratulations to Kit Harington and Rose Leslie, who welcomed a baby boy. This is their first child together. Kit's rep confirmed the news and tells E the couple's very happy. It's another Taylor Swift Easter egg? Check out the blouse Taylor's wearing for her new Fearless album cover. It's similar to the one worn by actor Justin Gaston, who played Romeo in her Love Story music video from 13 years ago. Some suggest by wearing the similar blouse for Fearless, Taylor is being her own knight in shining armor. And here's some fun casting. Lenny Kravitz will play Jennifer Lopez's ex in the upcoming action comedy Shotgun Wedding. It's a different role, but the same movie that Armie Hammer recently exited. The movie is set to start shooting this month. And that's our Hollywood Minute. Carissa teamed up with Tia Mowry to give one of Tia's biggest fans a huge surprise. Skye is 8 years old, and her family had to cancel Christmas when family members got sick with COVID. Since today is Random Acts of Kindness Day, we came up with something really special for Skye. Check it out.
Tia is here. and today's super fun. We're gonna surprise one of your biggest fans for Random Acts of Kindness Day. Her name is Sky, and she thinks that we're gonna be talking to kids about their favorite TV show. Are you ready to make her day?
I am so ready. I love moments like this.
Me too. Okay, hang tight. I'm gonna call her. Hello, Sky. I'm Carissa. How are you?
Good.
We are so happy to have you here because we want to know what your favorite TV show is. We heard that yours is Family Reunion on Netflix.
Yes, and I also like Sister Sister.
And what about Tia Mori? I heard you're a big fan of her.
Yeah, and then a lot of TV shows that I like.
Did you know that today happens to be Random Acts of Kindness Day?
No.
Well, we have a random act of kindness for you, Sky. Please say hello to Tia.
Hi, Sky. Hi. How are you? Sally, you are so adorable.
Thank you.
So I heard you like Family Reunion.
Yeah. It's really cool and funny.
That is so sweet of you, my dear.
I also hear that you're a big fan of Sister Sister.
Yeah.
We did it! You were great.
I love your hair.
Thank you.
You're so cute! What grade are you in?
Third.
What's your favorite subject?
Grammar.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Do you want to be a writer one day?
I don't know. No, probably not.
No!
Sky, is there anything that you would like to ask Tia? Because you have your chance now. She's here.
What was it like behind the scenes on Family Reunion?
Working on Family Reunion is a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work because, you know, being an actor, you have to memorize your lines. It's a job, but it's just so much fun.
What is your favorite thing about working with your sister?
It doesn't feel like work. It's just like a huge slumber party.
That's the best thing, having
fun. It's cool to navigate through this thing called life, right? With someone that looks just like you. So you can play some fun tricks on people and games on people. But not only that, you have a built-in friend to go through life with you.
You're really good at this interviewing thing. Hey, Sky, thank you so much.
No problem.
It was so nice meeting you, Sky.
You too.
Virtual hug. Hug.
Aww. All right. Up next, want perfect skin like Miranda Kerr? She's here to show us how. That is next.
Yes, Miranda Kerr. Another billionaires. I don't know about you, but I am ready to ditch my sweats for something new, and I'm here to show you who can help us with that problem. E! News fashion correspondent Zanna Roberts-Rossi is joining us live from New York. Fashion Week, Zanna, how are you?
I am so good, and I am definitely gonna help you ditch those sweats. We have got some awesome trends happening here.
Tell me, what do we need this season in fashion?
Okay, I'm gonna give you four highlights just. Red, you want something red. And I'm talking like ketchup red. We saw that at Jason Wu, we saw it at Pravel Grung, and an honorable mention for an amazing red dress at Victoria Beckham.
Oh.
We also saw a lot of outerwear. Like, I'm thinking like big dad coats, like extra large, oversized, slopey shoulders.
Ooh.
Kind of like minimal in shape, but like a super statement.
Yes.
Also, you need an easy day dress. Particularly you.
Yes.
A nice, easy, flowy day dress. Like a midi or a maxi, a little bit longer, and it's not to wear with sneakers. We're wearing them with like nice high boots. We're dressing up again. And also one for you, brights for boys. Loads of like rainbow brights, neon colors, like acid yellows. Super cool, like really vibrant, optimistic colors.
I am so happy that brights are coming back because I love a little color. Now, while we're talking fashion, mm-hmm. you also got some beauty secrets from a top model.
I mean, who doesn't want beauty secrets from Miranda Kerr? Like the best skin in the biz, and she's an awesome businesswoman too. Check this out.
Oh.
Hi E, it's Miranda Kerr here, founder and CEO of Core Organics, and this is my nightly skincare routine. First, I'm going to start with washing my face with our Milky Mushroom Cleansing Oil. This is a gentle cleanser. It is brand new. It's incredible to cleanse your skin and also remove makeup. So it's basically a two-in-one. Next up, our Noni Night AHA Resurfacing Serum. This is a beautiful, creamy AHA and BHA treatment serum that helps refine your pores, minimize the appearance of wrinkles, and it generally helps resurface your skin. Our Noni Glow Face Oil, I call this my liquid gold, and it's a face oil that melts into your skin, gives your skin a beautiful glow. And one thing that I love to do is use my gua sha to massage in the face oil. And I love to just lift and tone my face. Rose quartz is a wonderful crystal, one of my favorite crystals that promotes love. So there you have it. There's my nightly skincare routine. Hope you enjoyed it.
That skin looks like butter. Am I wrong?
I mean, it's just glowing. It's like dolphin skin, which is the trend right now.
Oh my God. Thank you so beautiful. So much, Zana. That was amazing. For more on New York Fashion Week, take out your phones and scan that QR code on your screen. It'll take you to our coverage at E! Online. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop, and we'll see Zana later on this week again, hopefully. Love her.
Who was on Tinder? A new French study reveals that the longer you take to answer a question, the less sincere your response seems. So do we agree with that? Or do you think some people just take longer to answer questions because they're being thoughtful with their response?
Oh, I watch my mouth every single time. I've been burned one too many times where people will either take what I said the wrong way or misconstrue it to other people. So if I'm taking a moment to tell you something, especially if it's something either pressing or a little sensitive, I'm gonna take a moment to really gather my thoughts and then give them to you.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. I think when I ask my husband something and he gives me an answer real quick, I'm like, you didn't even consider the question. That's too fast.
And you're guilty.
Yes.
And you're guilty. You've been thinking about it.
Yes. And you have that ready to go. Yes.
And it depends on the question. Real quick, how old are you?
40.
Okay, that was good. How much you weigh?
Kim,
185. You know what?
You
hell
know,
to you.
Answered fast.
Hell to you for asking me that off of a 4-day weekend. Okay.
I can't believe you
Excuse
answered
me.
It.
She asked me how old I was.
You're supposed to take a moment. I can't believe you said that out loud. Don't you live in Hollywood? Are you crazy?
How old are you?
Please.
We gotta go.
I was like, it's a commercial coming up. Come on, not. I won't even answer it. So it depends on the question. I think people, if you're in a situation and they're like, who are you dating right now?
Give me the phone. Who are you texting in the commercial break?
See, it's all
Chase, bank, and mortgage.
But you took too long and you stuttered.
And his name is Chase.
And his name is Chase.
His name is Chase.
Go to the next story.
I think that's what it is. I really think it depends.
All right, guys. Well, if your partner called off your engagement, you'd want to know why, obviously. But what if it was 20 years later? In an essay to the Huffington Post, a woman shared that after 2 decades, her ex responded to one of her tweets and finally shared the reason why he broke off their engagement. Now, after all that time, do we even care anymore?
It would have bugged me for 20 years. I'd probably be like Leonardo DiCaprio in Inception, just waiting for that thing to stop spinning at the end. But that is a crime. That's a crime. You owe that person.
Against you? Against humanity?
Against the world.
But let's say why. Why did they feel it was necessary? Do we have the rest of the story?
I need to know.
We do
know.
You
need closure.
Yes. If you're going to break off an engagement, I need closure.
I feel like after 20 years, I can give myself closure with a lot of therapy, a lot of shopping, and a lot of hot men.
Right. Well, but he became a she. So therefore, exactly.
I would still need to know.
Closure. So he came back and said, look,
we are talking to the man who dresses stars like Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, and Rihanna. You guys come back tomorrow, 11:10 Central.
Oh, yeah, we got to finish that, huh?
I know. I was going to say.